cliffcentral.com.
All right, well, I have Graham Forster from Gijima. Gijima. Okay, Gijima. He's the CTO, and we are still at the Gartner Symposium, brought to you by MTN Business, and as you can probably hear a little buzz there. I think it's actually getting close to lunchtime, Graham. I'm looking up the window, and the hall's a little bit emptier, so I think the guys are maybe going off for a chow, but that's fine. We can talk for a while. So tell us about the company. We had a little bit of a chat off air, and there's some really good claim to fames there and some good kudos.
Yeah, so Gijima has been in South Africa for about 18 years, and we very much believe that a South African company should contribute to the success of South Africa. And we've got some evidence that we've researched that bringing a digital transformation at a country level brings economic prosperity, or at least can contribute to economic prosperity. Some of the evidence we've got is if you bring something like a big cloud platform or some digital transformation at a country level, that you can grow around 1,000 jobs in every 80,000 that are in the market today.
Which is amazing for two reasons. One, the obvious. I mean, job creation is something. But number two, everyone that I've been speaking to over the last year or so on my show, we're all about tech. And, you know, that unfortunately normally comes at the cost of human as opposed to the promotion of human. So the fact that you're actually doing something that will help the transformation side as well as job opportunity. I mean, you were saying you've got about 2,000 people in the company, and it's all South Africans. You're 100% BEE, and you're 41% female-owned, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just short of 2,000 people in 50 locations around the country, all South African. We think that the 41.5%,
41.5%
female ownership is really important in
that
terms
is
of
a statement. I mean, I was going to say you've used the word transformation again there, and I know, in fact, Jeffrey Mann, he's a huge fan of digital transformation in the workspace. I'm hoping to catch up with him again, if he's somewhere around here. But just transformation as a whole, I mean, to have a company of that size playing in this space, because I think that's the important part. This is a technology company, and you don't generally get ladies or females and tech. It's not something we've seen. So, I mean, that's quite the achievement. Now, you mentioned that you were doing something in the cloud space or one of the cloud platforms with one of the big international companies, and you've brought it here. Which platform is it, or you're not allowed to say, or is it?
I'll gladly share.
Okay.
There's two punts I've got to make first.
You can make those two punts. You've got the microphone, so it's fine.
Our CEO is a lady.
Okay.
Eileen Wilton, ex Old Mutual, from a very strong mining background, has been our CEO for a couple of years now. Our CIO is a lady. Our marketing executive is a lady.
You've got to feel a bit weird when you go for your C-level get-togethers and it's at Sorbet or the spa or something, not a golf course. Huh?
It feels great. I like the touch. I like the soft touch. But in terms of, and then just in terms of job creation, you mentioned earlier that sometimes tech is at the expense of job creation. I think there's a misconception in the market that some of the autonomy that we'll bring through tech will have a net effect of job loss.
Yeah.
I think we might see some job loss, but the net effect is a gain in jobs. And Gijima's launched something called the School of Digital, and we'll be talking about this tomorrow at my keynote. And the reason we've done that is to transform.
Can you give us some of the highlights of it? For those people that obviously aren't here, they can't attend it.
Absolutely. We're looking at transforming the workforce. If we're going to bring technology that could replace some jobs at some levels, it's our responsibility to bring programs to the country to transform that workshop and offer transformation of that workshop of that workforce. And that's what the School of Digital will do in terms of cloud. We've already got our first School of Cloud. We've got School of Mobility and some other digital topics to take you on that journey. You asked about our cloud platform.
The second punt
that we're going to have is we've just launched with IBM and our network partner Vodacom We've just launched a platform for enterprise cloud. It's the first hyperscale platform of its kind in Africa.
Sure. Okay.
And it's we think it'll be followed by other hyperscale platforms from some of the other providers as IBM and Kojima in a joint business case into the market. And we're expecting that this should have a direct effect in terms of skills and in terms of economic growth, because there's also evidence that when you do things like this, that there's an impact on GDP.
Look, we actually had Hamilton earlier from IBM.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've mentioned to him, and I was about to say, and I thought, oh, if I'm wrong, I'm going to look like such a pupil. But I've been following Watson and what Watson's been doing on AI. And it's obviously a space now when you talk about a hypercloud and you start building, when you've got a brand like IBM behind you as well. These type of AI levels that we're going to start seeing coming out are going to be fast and furious. So, I mean, it really is an exciting time. Not to move away from what that is in its own, but which industries are you finding the slowest transformation and the fastest transformation? Because that's obviously your opportunities and your threats.
So one of the reasons we wanted a platform in South Africa is because regulation often requires that data stays within our own legal domains or data domains. So I think it's been a bit more difficult for our public sector clients to transform as quickly as we would like them to make our country as competitive as we possibly can. And bringing this platform on South African soil in Midrand means that we can overcome some of those barriers. So we're expecting a good uptake from the public sector, and then we're seeing a very rapid uptake of things like artificial intelligence in the financial sector. We're also starting to see some integration of artificial intelligence with IoT in the industrial sector.
And I'm assuming then, like with all the different schools or you know, the fact that you're looking at training and upscaling, as the tech rolls out, hopefully we have people that actually know what to do with it. And then the two of those come together and voila, you make it past that 2,000 mark.
There's a changing workforce. They're looking for a different way to interact with companies. We need different skills. We've got the School of Digital, and we need a competitive country. So we think that with those things, we're probably on a pretty good thing.
It sounds like you are.
And then, you know, to further enforce the In South Africa for South Africa story, we do 80% of our business with SMMEs. And we think that the combination of growing these SMMEs, the skills in the SMMEs, we've got a formal program that we drive with the SMMEs, and then the impact on people that may not necessarily be utilizing this technology. You know, GDP growth will impact people that have got nothing really to do with mainstream technology.
Sure.
So we're expecting that we should have a knock-on effect for the rest of the country.
Well, I mean, the fact that you also are South African for South Africans, I mean, we were joking about it earlier. If you try use Siri, she doesn't understand what we're saying. In fact, in the new update, it actually says they're English South African. It's still wrong. I don't know which South African they were listening to, but there's 11 of us. So I don't know which one they tested, but it wasn't me.
And we're writing apps on something like Watson every day now in Kojima. We've got a great mobility team. I actually won MTN's, we're finalists in one of MTN's enterprise prizes last year for mobility applications. And I think that just by doing that and training things like Watson also begins to localize the recognition of
100%.
Our Afrikaans nuances in some cases.
No, definitely. Fantastic. Well, Graham, thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you.
Good luck with the keynote tomorrow, and we'll definitely catch up with it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Cool. Good
Thanks
luck,
so
guys.
Cliffcentral.com.